Welcome to The Robinson Show, everybody. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and on this week's show, I have him back on. It's my MMA and wrestling analyst, Eric, as we recap the WWE pay-per-view Backlash and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day or your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, I'm not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson. Welcome back to The Robinson Show, everybody. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And, you know, we had the Backlash pay-per-view that had taken place this past Sunday. And the WWE, the stars came out. And definitely, it was an interesting card. Not many matches. Only 9 were on the card for this year's Backlash. And I have my MMA and my wrestling analyst, Eric, back on the show. Welcome back.
What's up? Thanks for having me again.
All right, brother. You got that. First things first, let's get right to it. The first match that we had on Backlash was a women's match. We had Ruby Riott going up against Bayley. Ruby Riott beat Bayley in the singles match. Now, Ruby Riott has been making some noise since she appeared right after WrestleMania. Bayley, we know a lot about Bayley. Bayley's been doing her thing and been in the up-and-coming ranks in the women's division. Your thoughts on the match?
It was an interesting match. I think Ruby Riott's definitely going to start making more noise as the year goes on. Interesting matchup. You know, you got Bayley and Sasha Banks. Seem like they might start some kind of feud. So I don't know what direction you're going to take it, but it was an interesting matchup.
Well, the next match we had was Seth Rollins successfully defeating The Miz to keep his WWE Intercontinental Championship. Now, we knew Seth and The Miz had been feuding for quite some time. And, of course, Seth and The Miz were in the four-way match, the ladder match, at the Greatest Royal Rumble event. What were your thoughts on Seth and The Miz?
Yeah, I like the match. It definitely set the tone a little while for the pay-per-view, but I think them two are definitely a match you could see probably at a WrestleMania. I think The Miz is going to get his hands back around that Intercontinental title before long, so I don't think you've seen the last of these two this year. I think they're going to battle it out a few more times.
SummerSlam, possibly?
possibility, because they definitely make great matches. And, you know, the next big pay-per-view is definitely SummerSlam. So why not? I would love to see it.
I'd love to see it, too. And speaking of loving to see things, the next match we had was a rematch from WrestleMania between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss. Nia Jax successfully beat Alexa Bliss to retain the Raw Women's Championship. Nia Jax, it certainly looks like she's going to have a good title run coming up, because I'm sure there's going to be some women in the division that's going to challenge her for this Raw Women's Championship. Your thoughts on the match?
It was all right match. You know, Nia Jax is so dominating, you know. I figured that she would probably win, but I think the only way she'll probably lose that title if they have, like, a multiple persons match, because I just can't see no one beating her right now one-on-one, fair and square, especially anybody on the Raw roster. I don't know about Ronda Rousey because I haven't really seen her in the ring, but Nia Jax looking dominating.
The next match that we had was an entertaining match for the United States Championship between Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton. Jeff Hardy successfully retained his title. So Jeff Hardy's been making some noise since he's returned to the WWE, and we know about Randy Orton. Randy Orton is always in the mix in terms of contending for a championship. The Apex Predator is still making some noise in the WWE. What was your take on this match?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, two surefire Hall of Famers. You have two veterans, so it was a pretty decent match. Once again, you know, the title didn't change hands, which no titles changed hands on this card, but it was still an interesting matchup, and Jeff Hardy showed that he could hang with some of the greats, because, you know, Randy Orton's definitely one of the greats, so maybe we haven't seen the last of these two. Maybe they'll still battle out. Maybe SummerSlam, they take it on in the SummerSlam. Who knows? Well, that's time will tell.
Our next match we had was Daniel Bryan going up against Big Cass, and Daniel Bryan beat Big Cass by submission to win this match. Now, Daniel Bryan is somebody who's enjoying his second run back with the WWE. Big Cass definitely making a name for himself in the solo ranks. This match didn't last too long. I'm looking at the official time of the match was 7 minutes and 45 seconds. What was your take on this one?
Yeah, I didn't think it would last too long, but I was still impressed on the match because both come back off a bad injury. You know, Big Cass had a knee injury and Daniel Bryan with his neck. But to see, you know, they threw everything at each other, and it was a pretty entertaining match, one of the better matches on the card. And looks like Daniel Bryan might be poised for a world title run because, like I said, how good he looked at the greatest Royal Rumble. And now he comes out, takes out someone the size of Big Cass, who's hovering over Daniel Bryan, and beats him by submission. Interesting to see what happens with these two as time goes along.
Speaking of time going along, we had a lot of time to talk about this next matchup. We had Carmella going up against Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. We had a lot of time to talk about this matchup right here. We were saying that we hope that Charlotte would go ahead and come back and take over the title reign, but it didn't happen. Carmella wound up beating Charlotte in this match. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I didn't like it too much. You know, Carmella, I mean, she's a beautiful girl, but as far as her wrestling skills, there's no way she can compete with a Charlotte, and there's no way she should have beat her. And I still feel like because of Carmella, anybody could be the women's champ now. I mean, they could put that crown on anybody. I just don't see how Carmella could still be the women's champion. And they definitely need to get that title off of her and on somebody. Maybe Charlotte again, not sure, but yeah, I really didn't like the match.
Carmella could probably could hold the title for a little bit long. She could have a nice run well into SummerSlam. This next match right here, these two guys have had a run. This was a no disqualification match for the WWE Championship. You had the champ AJ Styles battling Shinsuke Nakamura, and this ended in a no contest. I don't know what they're trying to do with these two right here. Your thoughts, could this go well into SummerSlam or could possibly go well into the end towards the end of the year at Survivor Series?
I hope it stops now. The matches definitely aren't what we thought. I don't understand why we don't have a clean-cut winner yet. They keep having these count-outs and draws. And, you know, it's a world championship on the line. We want to see a clean-cut victory, and they're just not giving it to us. So I really think they need to go another direction with the world championship and Nakamura, maybe let him compete for maybe U.S. title, Intercontinental title, or something around that range. But I just don't see him beating AJ Styles for the world championship. So be interesting to see what they do with that.
at the Greatest Royal Rumble event, they battled to a double countout. AJ Styles beat Shinsuke at WrestleMania. But still, I mean, certainly, I guess the fans and I guess the creative team, they see this rivalry possibly continuing well up into SummerSlam. But the next matchup we had was a tag team matchup between Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley as they beat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Now, these two teams are quite interesting. Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley, they could make a run for the tag titles. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I mean, they've lost their last several matches, but they still have a lot of chemistry. But your thoughts on the match and your thoughts on Strowman and Lashley?
Strowman and Lashley, look like they could be a dominating team. Or maybe they're going to try to have these two have a feud. Who knows? You know, Bobby Lashley just coming back. Haven't really seen him in one-on-one competition yet. He's been doing a lot of tag team matches, but they could be a dominating team. You know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I like that. I like that tag team. I like Sami Zayn. I used to didn't like him when he was a, quote, good guy, but since he turned heel and he's with his best friend, Kevin Owens, I like that team. I think they can make a run for some tag team gold. I really enjoy watching Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, definitely something we're going to pay attention to, not just with Kevin and Sammy, but also with Braun and Bobby as well. And then our main event, no Brock Lesnar was involved, but we just had a singles match between Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe. Roman Reigns successfully defeated Samoa Joe. So tell me a little bit about your thoughts on this matchup, because Samoa Joe, someone he's been back in the WWE for several months now, and Roman Reigns is definitely one of the premier stars with the company. Did you think it was a good main event, or did you think that maybe Brock should have showed up, or do you think it was something that was good for Backlash?
It really wasn't a good main event. And honestly, the overall pay-per-view really wasn't all that good. And the whole time that match was happening, the audience was yelling CM Punk. They was even yelling Rusev Day during the main event match with Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe. Why they had that match, I don't know, but it was like any other match they had, you know, because they feud last year for a while. They really went at it, and I just don't know what they were. I think they need to turn Roman Reigns heel, turn him bad. He's getting booed every time he comes out anyway. I like Roman Reigns. I really enjoy watching Roman Reigns. I think he's a real good wrestler. But, yeah, he beat Samoa Joe, so where does this put him at? Back against Brock Lesnar again? I don't know where they're taking it. So, yes, time will tell.
You mentioned that you gave your opinion on the pay-per-view and you thought it wasn't that good. Well, you're not the only one that felt this way. We had Dave Meltzer, who writes for the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He said that aside from Rollins versus Miz, this has been a really bad show. The show was so poor that one of WWE's hottest crowds of the year didn't even react to Strowman's big move near the end of the event. For the Samoa Joe Roman Reigns main event, Meltzer wrote that it was definitely not a good match. And as you mentioned earlier, Eric, he said it started off boring and the crowd hated it. Chanting boring, chanting for CM Punk, and lots of people were leaving. The tag team match was a mess, and the finish of the Nakamura Styles world title match was so bad that it turned a very good match into a disappointing match overall.
It's definitely not the pay-per-view I thought it would be. Honestly, it's more like a bad episode of Raw or something. I just know what they're trying to get out of Backlash. No titles changed hands. I mean, the tag team matches, there were really no real tag teams that had put together tag teams, and the main event wasn't even a world championship match. And yeah, Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe definitely stunk the place up. You know, I don't know, maybe they fought too much in the past. I don't know what it was about Backlash. It just didn't have that feel. I mean, they probably could have put that free on the USA channel and I still wouldn't have liked it.
You think it may have been, I guess, kind of like a relief or a reliever or a breather from WrestleMania, maybe giving some of the quote-unquote top superstars a chance to breathe before SummerSlam, or you think it was just the WWE just wanted to just put something on?
I don't know. I think the next event might be Money in the Bank, so I don't know if they're trying to get to that point or they just needed some fill-in time for a pay-per-view. You know, I don't know. But I do know is, you know, Brock Lesnar wasn't there, again, defending no championship. So it makes me feel like the Universal Championship is just a paper title. You know, AJ Styles, even though he has been facing Nakamura since WrestleMania, he has been at every pay-per-view performing, defending his title, whether he wins, loses, or draws, he's there. So I don't understand what they're trying to get with this Universal title crap. I don't know. Maybe it's just not that important of a title. That's why they don't want to defend it so much. I don't know what's going on, but I know next pay-per-view at Money in the Bank, they better bring it because, that definitely stunk up the WWE scene, and they definitely need to do a rebound, hopefully tonight, and turn something around on Raw. I don't know. It wasn't that good.
I want to piggyback off of what you said. Money in the Bank is the next pay-per-view. It'll be June 17th. So the company's got a lot of time to redeem themselves from the not-so-good pay-per-view that happened last night in Backlash. Matter of fact, Backlash, here are the official attendance numbers that came in. Backlash took place at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The attendance was 14,724. That's the report on Backlash. So the next pay-per-view is coming up on June the 17th. That's Money in the Bank. So got a lot to look forward to, and hopefully we'll have some entertaining matches for that pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm looking forward myself, you know, and people was like me anticipating a good pay-per-view, and it just didn't happen. So hopefully at Money in the Bank, we see some good competitive wrestling and some better matches, and maybe they'll take their time this time and make some better matches. Just can't see AJ Styles and Nakamura again. We can't see Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. We need to see some fresh matches, and you know, hopefully they prevail and redeem themselves.
All right, well, you heard it from him first. That's my MMA and wrestling analyst, Eric. Eric, thank you so much, my friend. All the best.
Thank you, too. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more of The Robinson Show right after this. You stay tuned. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that. Like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, I'm not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles, he is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson. Welcome back to the Robinson Show, everybody. Let's get you caught up on some scores that happened last night. Let's start off with the NBA playoffs. The Boston Celtics lose to the Philadelphia 76ers 103-92. Boston now leads the series 3-1. The Cleveland Cavaliers went on to sweep the Toronto Raptors 128-93. Cleveland will face the winner out of Boston and Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference Finals. In last night's NHL playoffs, the Nashville Predators shut out the Winnipeg Jets 4-0 in Game 6 of their Western Conference semifinal series. The series is tied at 3 games apiece as both teams will face off in a deciding Game 7. And the Washington Capitals finally get over the hump. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins to win their series in 6 games, 4 games to 2, as they beat the Penguins 2-1 in overtime. So Alex Ovechkin finally gets over the hump to take down Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And in last night, Major League Baseball action, the Philadelphia Phillies shut out the San Francisco Giants 11-0. The New York Mets beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6. The Chicago Cubs take down the Miami Marlins 14-2. The Texas Rangers beat the Detroit Tigers 7-6. The Minnesota Twins shut out the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0. The defending champion Houston Astros beat the Oakland A's 16-2. And the Washington Nationals beat the San Diego Padres 8-5. Tonight's NBA schedule has both potential closeout games. Game 5 between the Utah Jazz and the Houston Rockets. Houston leads the series 3-1 with a chance to win the series. And also with a closeout series, Game 5 between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State leads the series 3-1 as Golden State looks to close it out on the West Coast in Oakland, California. And in this evening's Major League Baseball schedule, we have the storied rivalry between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. They'll battle at the new Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, followed by the San Francisco Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies. Kansas City will play Baltimore. The Mariners head up to Canada to play the Toronto Blue Jays. Also, the New York Mets will play the Cincinnati Reds. Atlanta will play Tampa Bay. Cleveland plays Milwaukee. Miami will play Chicago. Detroit will play the Rangers. Pittsburgh will play the Chicago White Sox. Then we have a slew of West Coast games happening later on tonight between the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim playing the Colorado Rockies. Houston will play Oakland. The Nationals will play the Padres, and the Arizona Diamondbacks play the Los Angeles Dodgers. Don't forget, for your latest scores and information, go to therobinsonreport.net. Also, still available on ebook format, Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Check out some great information and pictures in this colorful and wonderful ebook. That's lulu.com. And in the search box, type in my name, Ed Robinson. And don't forget, check out my man, Uncle Leroy Jr. with the Sports Chatter Show every Friday at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. You don't want to miss it. You get to hear your sports information and a little laughs in between. So don't forget to check him out and what he's doing with his show. And as always, until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. This has been The Robinson Show. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day or your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing it. And I don't think you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it because you're growing.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.